are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right. Evangelism is a crucial element in the mission and identity of many Christian traditions, including the Christ or the Church of Christ. Evangelism involves sharing the Christian message with the goal of bringing people to faith in Jesus Christ. What is the role of evangelism? Can a church grow without us evangelizing? Because abanye, they are scared of talking. You know, they can't witness. We are joined on the line by Mfundisi, Pastor Ronald Chuma, who's going to be helping us unpack this one. Mfundisi, Muruti, Dumelang, how are you?
Good morning, Dumelang, Linjani.
Hi, we are good, Mfundisi. I mean, we are super excited today. You know, AWR is turning two next week, so we've started the celebrations,
wow,
you know.
Wow. I don't think my invitation card.
Don't worry, it's coming. You must start practicing to sing happy birthday.
You know, that Bible, I saw that Bible.
To our listeners at home, if you have just tuned in, so we will be having a giveaway on the 6th of March. So we will share with you how to enter. So it will not be Muruti who's necessarily winning. He will have to, you know, go through the processes as well, even though now he's here speaking to us.
It doesn't matter whether I'm speaking or not. I'll still not win if I don't qualify.
Jeez. If you don't qualify, you know, no favoritism here. Anyway, Muruti... Let's speak all things evangelism. Please pray for us as we start.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment to speak about your word. We ask that you guide us. We ask that you lead us. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds to receive you in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're speaking about all things evangelism. We've been taught that, you know, we've seen campaigns, in fact, bring a friend, bring one, each one bring one. You know, the church won't grow if we don't witness, if we don't evangelize. Abanye, but hi, Rena, we are not gifted in the gift of speaking. You know, others can go. But we've seen that evangelism is one, important thing in this faith that we're in. So how does now the Church of Christ define evangelism within its theological framework?
The Bible says, how can one believe in Christ unless they are told or mm-hmm. taught, unless they hear? And how can they hear unless someone speaks? So as Christians, when we have accepted Christ, the expectation is that, Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. So evangelism is basically a fulfillment of that expectation that as Christians, we are followers of Jesus Christ. And as Christians, as we are following Jesus Christ on our way, mm-hmm. as we are following him, we are calling those on the side of the road to follow us also, join us, follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So looking at the biblical principles, you know, or passages that guide the church in its approach to evangelism, do we have that, or we just sleep and wake up with, like God said, let's bring one, bring a friend, bring something like that? Or is there something, you know, that is guiding us, saying this is how you ought to do this evangelism campaigns?
The beautiful thing about our church is that it has guidelines for different ministries. We have our different departments in church, mm-hmm. which run the church. We have women's ministries, we have AMO, we have young youth ministries, we have all those different. We have summer school department. But now this evangelism one falls entirely on the personal ministries department.
Okay.
To say that we have a department called personal ministries, and this, which is going to guide us, because we accept and we agree that the church will not grow, like we suggested, mm-hmm. will not grow without evangelism. And you cannot be a Christian, you cannot be a follower of Christ unless you evangelize.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different departments and all those things. Also respect the fact that we cannot all preach. Mm-hmm. Respects the fact that we cannot all go on radio and answer Zanele as she asks you questions. We can all, not all do that.
Mm.
But notwithstanding that, we still can all evangelize in our different ways.
I'd
preach, you'd sit behind the studio and interview people. That's your way of evangelizing.
Mm.
Another person We'll evangelize by inviting a friend to a Sabbath school program in the morning.
Yes.
That's their way of evangelism. We'll evangelize by giving food to the needy people in the community, and then they see Christ in his or her actions and ask, why do you feed us? And then we say, because I'm a Christian. That's their way of evangelism. Another person is a musician. They will sing, and that's their way of evangelizing. So in all those different gifts, and we have gifts, we have abilities and all those things. Now we are guided into, if you're a preacher, what do you need to understand for you to be able to preach? You have to now know that, because I'm a preacher, I need to know how to present.
Yeah.
When I'm presenting, I know that at school I'm taught that there's introduction, there's body, and there's conclusion. So a sermon is also like that. So when I'm preparing my sermon, I need to know the background of this story, that when Ellen White says, don't eat meat, what was the background? What was happening there? So as a preacher, you grow in that area. As a musician also, you need to practice. You know, you are singing alone, okay? Are you singing with a group? You need to practice with others. You need to follow the lyrics. You need to follow the rhythm. And so evangelism, it comes in all those different aspects, all for the benefit of the church.
Yes, Mpundiswa. But I want to ask something, Murut. You've mentioned the different types of in which, you know, we can evangelize, right? Do we really need to? I know you're going to jump to the Great Commission, but... Is evangelism, you know, the only way in which we can grow the Church of Christ? Is that the only way?
You know, you are very smart. You avoid me from going to the Great Commission.
I knew you were going to go there now.
Is that the only way we can grow the Church of Christ? If evangelism is going out to distribute the Great Controversy, evangelism is going out to preach or to teach people the doctrines of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. If evangelism, if we define it in those circles, then it is not the only way. Because I can grow the church without having to open my mouth to speak. Like I said earlier, I can simply start a character building club in a school next to me. And through that club, I can grow the Church of Christ. Without having to go to my church, without having to say anything, I go to a school and I say, you know what? I can see that the kids are getting wayward these days. I want us to develop a club that can take care of them, grow them psychologically, mentally, and all those aspects, and help them to improve their grades and the like. And then I start that club. And that club, and then people will always follow those kind of things and ask you, Kantiwena, why are you different from this one and that one? Then they know you are different because you are a follower of Christ.
Yeah.
So if we are going to explain evangelism in those, we should move with the times. We should grow with it. If evangelism, we mean setting up a tent somewhere and having a crusade and people preaching for 3 weeks and people getting baptized, then no, it is not the only thing that can grow the Church of Christ. But if we move with the times and we accept that evangelism has got different ways of, there are different ways of evangelizing, then yes, evangelism is the only way to grow the Church of Christ. I didn't touch the Great Commission.
Yes, is there a time frame? Is there a time frame in which one ought to evangelize? For example, I know we're different, right? So in terms of denominations, you know, and as people, we are different. So I've been to churches where Muruti, we go to the taxi rank, Muruti preaches there for 5 minutes. If you are here, you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, people raise their hands and then that's it. Like in literal 5 to 10 minutes, that's it. And then you come to the Adventist church here, you know, we're going to take you through the proper lesson, you know, good 2 weeks, 3 weeks, up until we can say, yeah, you are ready for baptism and everything like that. Is there a timeline that the Bible has said you need to do your evangelism campaign, for example, for this amount? Or do we follow certain precepts that, you, number one, you have to receive, number two, you have to go through the teachings, number three, you have to get baptized, number four, then now you are done. Do we have any guidelines regarding to that? Why? Any yonkin sepia washa? Anything is okay.
Do you remember the time the eunuch was traveling with Paul? And the Paul was obviously, because he's a Christian, was obviously speaking about Christ. The eunuch was asking questions. And then when they were now about to part, the eunuch asks him, so what stops me from being baptized?
Yeah.
Because I've heard you told me about a Christ who lived, who died and resurrected and is at the right hand of God and is willing and is waiting for us to respond to his call.
Mm.
And you have spoken, I've heard. Now, what stops me from making a decision from Christ? And Paul says, no, there's nothing that stops you because the water is here.
Mm.
Get baptized. So there is no time frame. It can take, you know, if we were to talk about for a time frame, we can talk about it from both ends to say that when you're evangelizing, 5 minutes can look too short. And then also you can evangelize to someone for years and years and years, and they're not making a decision for Christ. And you need not bother because decision, your part is to talk about Christ.
Mm.
Your part is to present Christ to a person. When, how, and why they decide is entirely in God's hands. It's beyond you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it can take 5 minutes, it can take 6 minutes, it can take years for a person to make a decision for Christ. Like you say, someone can go to the mall and make a call, and I've done that also. I've preached a sermon, someone was invited to a crusade, and then they came, and then they listened first day, and then I made a call at the end of the sermon, and the person accepts Christ as their personal savior. We prayed over them, the next baptism, they're being baptized. So there is no time frame. Jesus converts hearts. We don't.
Yes.
We only present that to our friends, our neighbors, and the like.
Mm. On that one, Murud, not that I want to stay on it today, but yeah, now I'm something in me. There was a time where this issue of that we don't convert hearts, but God does. I felt a bit of a heavy a rock on my shoulders. It's a bit of a guilty, Yana. You know, I didn't understand because I was like, there's this person that I we're not close. I just knew the person and I knew the kind of lifestyle they did. And then they passed away. And I asked myself a question. I was like, did I fail? They saw my life. They could see. They even knew. They were like, hey, when I'm Zalwane, you know, they would even, you know, make such reference and stuff. And then I asked myself, like, did I fail in terms of telling this person about Christ? Because now they're dead. And I'm very much sure, 100% sure, they did not even say Jesus is Lord, because they even debated the issue that God does not exist, you know. So as we are evangelizing, how then do we equip ourselves that, yes, you will be like this one, Umkhumbika Noah. You'll be like Noah. You will evangelize for 120 years. No one will get converted, you know. So how then now do we comfort ourselves that, Bona, you can go out and that's it. The rest, it's not up to you. Because sometimes we come back and like, yes, I failed. I have failed so dismally. No, it's all to God.
You know, sometimes the issue of failure is we shouldn't think of whether we have failed or not when someone has died or alive.
Mm.
I have a brother, I have a brother, the one who comes after me, he's a drunkard. He drinks so much, he loves his beer, he loves his cigarettes, he was always beating us up, threatening to kill us and all that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He grew up in a Seventh-day Adventist church. He grew up with me.
Mm.
He was more committed to church than I was when we were growing up.
Okay.
You know? So when that happens, my mother looks at him and she feels like a failure because, boy, how did I not do? What didn't I do right?
Yeah.
Now, as human beings, we always, you know, when someone passes away, we always feel like there's something we could have done better. That's the. We always feel like, no, I should have taught him this. I should have taught him that. But yes, you could have. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. But the issue really is the converting of hearts is entirely on Christ and Christ alone.
Mm.
You cannot do anything to convert a heart. You cannot. If Jesus needs a man to convert to be converted, he will be converted with or without you.
Yep.
Without you. It's just that it's difficult because Jesus also says it is more a prophet has gone on everywhere else except in his own.
Hey.
Except in his own village, because the village is where he's known.
Mm.
That is where that when they look at Jesus, they look at the carpenter's son. They don't see a Christ, a Messiah, a Savior. So even me, even you, people around you, you do your level, but we all have our mistakes. We all have the way we go wrong. And if our wrongs are going to be counseling people to come into, or rather, making people not come to Jesus, then we have a challenge. That's why Jesus says, no, it is better to evangelize out there. But what we need to learn is that, look, your life must be a testimony. Your life must speak on your behalf. Your life must speak for Christ. Your life might say this person is a believer in God. The way you handle things in the family, the way you handle disagreements in the family, the way you handle people who insult you, the way you handle pressure, that is on its own evangelism.
Yeah.
When they look at you, they should say, no, I want the God of Zanele.
Yes.
Not because she spoke about him, but because she lives him. When they look at her, they see there's a God behind this woman. There's a God behind this man. And I want to belong to this God. There are those who also say, which church does this person go? And Seventh-day Adventists are, I can't go to that church.
Yo? Yeah, ne.
So instead of, you are decampaigning Jesus in that way.
I know. So, Moruche, with that, what you've just said now, is that where now those who cannot speak, those who do not have the courage to go out there and say, good afternoon, my brother, Jesus, this and this and this, is that now where their lives are becoming the same ones?
Now, the first thing is, all of us as Christians, the day you accept Christ, all of us, your life must begin to speak for Christ. Then, we are gifted differently. I have a gift of speech. I have a gift of song. I have a gift of writing. I have a gift of... We have different gifts. Now, in our different gifts, then we can further evangelize for Christ. So, what am I saying? I'm saying the day you accept Christ, your life automatically becomes a testimony. Your life becomes evangelism. So, you don't have to say anything. You are already evangelizing. You don't have... You don't have to sing. You don't have to do anything else. You are already evangelizing. Now, when it comes to issues of gifts, talents, and the like, then it applies somewhere else. Because when you have a spiritual gift, you must multiply it.
Yeah.
Now, that's a different story. That's a different story for another day. But as we speak about evangelism, my suggestion is our lives are the best things. Someone says we have heard enough sermons. Now we want to see the sermons.
Yeah.
You know, we have heard enough songs. We now have to see the songs. When you enter, people are speaking about vulgar stuff, and they're like, when you enter, they should change the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Because the child of God has arrived.
Yeah.
That on its own is evangelism. But if they are speaking this vulgar stuff, you come in there, they even say, oh, by the way, this is what we are talking about. It shows your life and their life are the same.
Like there is no difference. They don't see a difference between you. I love that.
Yeah. Let's be different.
Yes.
Then we are evangelizing for Christ.
Murud, we have learned about the evangelism. Our lives will definitely be better. We will change for this. I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for us to be the sermons, for us to indeed evangelize, for us to know what this is our duty?
All right. Let us pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, today we ask for one thing, that you change our lives to become sermons. Mm-hmm. We ask, Heavenly Father, that if we fail to speak, if we fail to sing, if we fail to write, may we live a life that testifies that we are children of God. Teach us, Heavenly Father, how to live the correct life, because on our own we don't know. This we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Murud, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day and may you have a nice time evangelizing.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.